distant cosmic objects.
Well, I'm just talking about infrared itself. Why we need to look at the why the James Webb Space Telescope is set up for infrared? Why not another band and frequency? But that's what I was getting at. You know, how the a universe has stretched out over time, and regular light waves are now, instead of being teeny tiny little waves, they're big long waves. They're stretched out, and they're in the infrared spectrum.
Yeah, I mean, some of the more recent discoveries aren't even seeing redshifted visible light anymore. They're seeing redshifted ultraviolet. HD1 is so far thought to be the most redshifted object that they've picked up. That's very confusing. Its characteristics don't go along with its presumed age, but at that age, the redshift is so severe that visible light isn't even in the infrared range.
Oh, okay. I got a CW coming by. Always got a CW go first. Anyway, that's our ID. And this is WS2N. Yeah, okay, it sounds like you're talking about that one star that they found that was almost 13 billion years away. That was picked up by Hubble, right?
No, unfortunately, it wasn't. It was a collaborative effort of a series of infrared telescopes scattered all over the place. They've been correlating their data for about 2-3 years. One of the main infrared telescopes had been decommissioned already by the time the report came out. They don't quite know what the heck it is. They don't know if it's a proto-galaxy. Some think it's a massive black hole, but there shouldn't be massive black holes that far back in history. And unfortunately, one of the people whose name is on the research study is my least favorite astronomer, Avi Loeb. So I'm thinking that maybe they forgot to carry the 3 or something, and it's something completely different. But we'll see.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that. I'll look into it. I thought we were talking about another one. I know Hubble picked up a star that was supposed to be the most distant star ever. And naturally, they're going to want to look at all the stuff with James Webb. Going to be a lot of breakthroughs with that thing. James Webb has a spectroscope on it. They can actually look at exoplanets and possibly tell the atmosphere of the planets. That's what I'm going to be looking forward to. Okay, Roy. I see I used up a heck of a lot of time here, but we'll turn it over to you. We'll be on tomorrow night for the Club InfoNet. That's on at 8:30. That's followed by George with Swap and Shop, and then they always have a news line on, which is always great to listen to. Find out what's going on in the world in amateur radio. Over to you, Roy. AC2GS, WS2N.
Okay, very good, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do with the technical net. Thank you for all that you do with the club. We all appreciate it. And I fixed up the photograph. I shrunk it down a little bit, and I was not quite sure. I thought the other image might have been redundant, but I put it up and shrunk that down too, so they're both available on my link page. By the way, Echo Link, when the audio is working, has been sampled by all kinds of people. We've had hams log in from Japan. Of course, we had people from other parts of the United States, so that's nice to see. And also, I had an opportunity to look up the manual for the vertical that John was talking about. And they distinctly recommend rope guys in case of high wind conditions. No talk of wire guys there, but, I guess you could do what you want with an antenna. Anyway, let me drop for a second, and I will continue.
One thing, Roy, WS2N.
Yes, sure, Paul.
Yeah, that's the first time I've had problems sending the pictures to you. I tried to shrink one, and it looked good, but I guess when it got reprinted, it was too large. But then the other one, I wanted to get the balloon. When I tried to send it to you on your email, I hit reply, but before I did, I said, it was cutting out the balloon altogether, and I said it's missing the point, So what I did is I deleted that, and I just did those photos completely all over again, and I just sent you a regular email directly to you, and that's why it didn't come on a reply, and that seemed to work. Back to you.
Okay, very good. So, if you take another look at the link page, hopefully both pictures are represented. I didn't quite understand the two pictures. I didn't realize it was the balloon, because the balloon's really in the background. But after you mentioned it, I pulled it out and resized it, so it's back where it belongs.
Okay, I see it. Very good, Roy.
Okay. Well, we come to an end of another Technical Net, and once again, I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. I learned a few things. I had fun. I hope you people had fun. I hope some of you learned some things. I hope you'll come by next Sunday night when we'll try and do this all over again. Once again, if you want to reach me for topics of discussion, mailbag, puzzles, or what have you, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. If you want to ask Paul to look at something, space and NASA related, that's spacenetreport@gmail.com. My link page is available all the time with lots of interesting articles. And one of these days, we're going to talk about the radiometer. The link page is accessible by typing into your browser roy.ac2gs.com. There is the audio stream of Limark's Glen Oaks repeater that's available by typing in technet.ac2gs.com. And there's always Mike KC2NJI's wonderful archive, amateurradio.tv, where he has all the archived Limark technical nets going far back in September of 2006. So, guys, we made it through another one. I hope you enjoyed Easter. I hope the people practicing Passover are having a good Passover. I hope everyone's well. Please take care of yourselves. Please be kind to each other. Be good to each other. Keep each other safe. Good, bad, and indifferent. We're all in this together, so this is AC2GS wishing you a safe and happy week, and I hope you'll come back and join me next week. This is AC2GS formally closing this Passover and Easter episode of the Limark Technical Net, and I am clear.
Happy Passover, Roy. Happy holiday, WB2BXO.
Thank you very much, Frank. You too. Be well.
W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
2RBP listening.
W2VL repeater.
82KNH and 2RBP mobile.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
N2RBP mobile.
KD2KNH. Good morning, Matt.
Oh, my mom on the phone and stuff. Yeah, I got Linux on that. It's an OptiPlace 980. It's one of my systems. And what I did, I ran these commands to Linux. And I try to remote in. And I remote in, but I don't see, like, the screen. I just see the mouse. So it might be, maybe I have to run another command, like another piece of software on the Linux side. Or maybe I'll try like something VNC, but I'm going to play around with it later. The reason I want to do it is I want to go down to the basement. I could remote in, and then I could just, from my remote in, I could play around with Linux.
KD2KNH. Well, unfortunately, Linux is always a learning process, depending on the flavor, too. But you'll get it.
Command, let's go sudo, and when you do ipconfig, what happened was, I couldn't get to, what happened was, I plugged it into, it was plugged into my cable modem, and it was dishing out at 192, and my IP is like a 10 dot whatever segment, and I couldn't sleep this much, I plugged it into the access point, and then it worked, and I had the right IP, and I was able to ping it. But I think that I couldn't get it to work because instead of ipconfig, you do ifconfig. That's the command you use to get your network command. It's a little different. I took Unix years ago, and you know it's different from DOS. Everything's like forward slash. I got a book on it. I got it in my living room. So I'm pretty familiar with the GUI part of it now. It's just getting familiar how to do the commands.
Yeah, I played with it a while back, far enough back that I had to relearn everything. But it was fun to play with.
Sort of something like, you know, because you know the software you use, like to load your radios up, like Chirp. Can you put Chirp on that?
I don't know if they have any Linux-based. No, you know, there's a, do a search for Linux, in ham radio, and there's a Linux version that somebody had put loaded up already with everything ham radio related and a ton of different programs. If I run across it, I'll let you know.
About it, like if I need to get in, like I might, like I want to get my FEMA classes and I sit upstairs in bed and I get sleepy. That room that you were down there, that room was pretty quiet. That's like going to the library. If my wife is upstairs in the bedroom, it's actually pretty quiet down there. So I was going to use my laptop and study for my FEMA, but now I got this other computer. I have my old mother's old computer. I had Windows 10 on it, but I pulled it out. So I might, what I could do is all my stuff I got to study, like the Word documents, I could go into my machine upstairs through Samba. You know, you could remote in. You could not remote in. You could actually connect to the Windows world, and you could open up the files. So once I do that, I could work on my FEMA cloud. Well, the FEMA is actually web-based, but the links I got below it, I could launch the link and then launch it. I could do my FEMA classes down there. Or anything else I want to study, and I don't have to go to the lobby because it's very quiet down there. You know, I mean, it's a little cold there now, but it's not that bad, you know. But so I make my jokes to my wife. I call the room my network closet, and I called it the WMD room. I'm sarcastic.
Well, the weather's getting warmer, and when it's cold, you can always use the space heater. And it's good to have I call my basement the dungeon. And I just tell the wife I'm going to the dungeon and hang out down there a while.
My sister companion had passed away. He didn't like my sister's cat, and he used to call it the dungeon. And I had rented out the apartment for a few years, and I used to go down there because there was it's a living room down there. It's a mess now. Hold on. And so down there, he used to call it the dungeon. So I'm going down to the dungeon. I used to be sarcastic, you know. But Doug, he's the ranger officer in our club. I'm telling you. You know, everybody has somebody that might look like them or have the same build. Doug, that's the range officer, actually looks kind of like, he does kind of look like Dennis. He's got the same build. And like, you know, Dennis was a heavyset guy. I mean, not that it creeps me out, but he seems like a tough guy, and Dennis was tough, you know, but it's just, it kind of gives me the creeps a little bit because he kind of reminds me of him.
Well, there are only so many molds out there when they make people. You know, you notice as you get older, the more and more people that look like they were stamped out of the same mold. I think they broke mine. But I have walked into places where a few people have said they thought I was somebody else that worked nearby. But whatever. Anyway, Matt, you have a good day. I got to run. But KD2KH clear, 73. Catch you again.
I have a guy that was, ran the register. His name was this guy, and he looked like the guy from the Dick Van Dyke Show, played Mel, what's his name? Anyway, 7-3, look, just like him, 7-3. This is N2RBP Mobile. Anybody on frequency, standing by, want to talk to me? Third N2RBP clear.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
2 is EQL listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
K2KNB. You there, Rich? KD2OGB Mobile. K2KNB. KD2OGB Mobile.
W2VL repeater.
AC2VQL listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
N2WKT.
W2VL repeater.
KD2ESY, N2WKP returning to you. You've got Fred here.
N2WKP, Fred, this is Andy. Thanks for coming in. Just getting a little warm inside around the neighborhood. It's a pretty decent day, a little chilly, but it's okay by me. How about you?
I'm not going to complain about this weather, that's for sure. Now the winter's bad enough. This is fine for me. Nice to meet you. I'm on an HT in Long Beach.
Me too. HT, obviously, just walking around the neighborhood. You come in pretty good. A little bit of background noise, but fine. What's it like on Long Beach? We're supposed to get some pretty nasty weather tonight into tomorrow morning. Is that correct?
Andy, I believe it is. Yeah, I think we are going to get some rain and wind and stuff, but right now it's fine. You know, it's just overcast, a little bit cold, but, you know, better than what we usually have.
I have NOAA, N-O-A-A, plugged into my radio, so I get the weather and the tide and whatnot, and they said that it was tonight into, like, mid-tomorrow morning. Flood advisory, southern part of Nassau, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan, etc. And they're warning people not to drive on roads where they don't know how deep the water is. So I'm afraid this may affect
100%, yes. Okay, so I guess we're going to get some heavy winds and rainfall. What are you going to do? We live in New York.
That's right. A temperate, we get hit by both extremes. Supposed to be a nor'eastern, but on the report this morning, I see a front coming in from the south. What's going on?
Yeah, Andy, I could not tell you. You know what? I'm really not a weather person. I just don't care about the weather. I take whatever's dished out to me. In most cases, it really doesn't matter, you know, unless I have to specifically travel, then who cares? I've got a good warm house.
Very true. So if it's cold out, you wear a hat and gloves. When it's nice out, you just wear a short sleeve shirt. I roll with it also. I'm in agreement 100%.
Exactly, Andy. Andy, what's your location now?
Oh, sorry. I'm in the middle of Jericho. West Birchwood, which is like kind of right in the middle.
You said Jericho, Jericho, is that, that's not the name of the place that you live, right? Or, I'm trying to think, or is that Westbury?
It's the next town, just to the east of Westbury, and just to the north of Hicksville.
Okay, 100%. So you're just out enjoying a leisurely walk, trying to get some exercise.
Yeah, I'll have to work off that cherry Danish I just ate.
Gotcha. Let me change my battery. All right, we're back. Are you still copying me?
Yes, I am. I charged overnight, so I've got a full battery. I'm good for a while.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of batteries. I bought some new ones, but you know what? I'm not getting all that much real talk time out of them on high power. Right now, believe it or not, from Long Beach, right now I just switched over to low power. And I guess I'm making the machine.
You know what? That's great. I have not noticed any difference whatsoever. But a lot of times people have a hard time hearing me because some are running 5 watts, but sometimes it's just not cutting it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, somebody along the line should up the power of our handy talkies, you know, give us about 8, maybe 10 watts. I think all of us handy talkie users would really benefit by it.
We really would. That would be nice. But of course, the FCC has regulations. But there are two valve tanks that go watts. There's a small one, I don't know the model. And there's now the UV, either the 5R 8 watt or the UV 9S 8 watt, or maybe both of them. What are you using?
Okay, how about now, Andy?
Oh, that's...
Okay, yeah, I was just saying that I'm on a little Yaesu radio, an FT-60, an older radio, and I have a Waxon, but the Waxon receiver is not nearly as quiet as this particular HT receiver.
I have a smaller Yaesu, which is 54X.
Yeah, how do you like the receiver on it?
I have no problem with it. Little radio. This, believe it or not, was an upgrade from my UV5R. I have a few of them. If I put them all together, I'll get one that works.
Yeah, that is so funny. That is so funny. Well, you know what it is? Right now, I'm overextending my distance from the machine. You know, so I guess I have to expect that.
You're not that far from Glen Oaks, are you?
I'm not exactly sure of the air miles, but I'm going to just guess at probably at least 6 miles or 7 miles.
KD2ESY. So I would think that's fine. Even at low power. You're at 1 watt, I suppose.
Well, I just punched it up, Andy, to mid power, so that's probably around 2.5 to 3 watts. This is N2WKP.
Let me know if I'm going to be fading in and out with the signal. I'm going to be walking between a bunch of houses.
Okay, sure will. Let me stand by for the moment. I've got to make a phone call. We'll be right back to you.
82ESY, standing by.
Yeah, SYN2JXR.
SYJXR. Out of numerals there. It's KD2ESY.
Yeah, Andy, are you the one with the handy talkie?
Yes, we both are. How is it coming in and where are you located?
I can hear you, but you're a little staticky. Of course, you know, you're probably in Nassau County, right? I'm in around West Babylon.
I am, right in the middle of Nassau.
Yeah, last time we spoke, I asked you if you're going to get a, you know, a mobile rig, you know, a real radio there, you know. Back to you.
A mobile radio, real. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. Well, so what are you taking, a walk with a baby carriage or something?
No, just get a little, little aerobic exercise. Keep the heart moving. The legs working. Can't stay sedentary. There's only forward or working backwards. Even if you're staying still, you're going backwards.
Oh, I gotta think about that. Yeah. So anyway, how am I coming in, all right? I'm in the mobile rig.
Oh, you're spoiled. You have a real radio. You're coming in fine. Well, if you have to think about that, think about this. People that are sedentary, let's just say the older population, the elder people, the more they stay sedentary, the more the osteoclasts develop on their joints, which restrict motion, increase pain, and their muscles deteriorate. Same thing with your brain. We have to use it or you lose it.
I like that.
Amongst other things, yeah.
Just give me a chance to get in there, gentlemen.
Go ahead, Fred.
Okay, Andy. Now, I know you're talking to another station. So what I was going to say is just if we could just give it a few seconds before any one of us key up to let the other one in, especially that we're on HTs.
Sorry, we're both a little impetuous.
I'm not sure who has it. Hold on.
To the mobile station. Mobile radios are fantastic if you're in a mobile, but if you're walking and exercising, you want your HT. I can't carry around a 5-pound battery pack.
Why not? You're strong enough, right?
Yeah, but I've got too many other things that I want to be doing. It's not a matter of strength. It's a matter of having your hands free.
What you do is you get a backpack, you stick a 12-volt battery in there, and you use some rope and tie a mag mount on your head.
There you go. You got it, Andy. You got it. Hey, listen, guys. I think the locksmith came in. He just pulled up, so I got to get a key for my battery for my electric bike. I need another one, so... 73 is right now, and I guess, Andy, you take it?
You know, if I'm not allowed on roads 30 miles an hour or over, you're not allowed on pedestrian walkways, you're not allowed in the parks, so I get a kick out of that.
Yeah, well, no one ever bothered me, and a lot of people are right. I don't think they enforce anything, so if they don't force... crime, they're not going to go after me, that's for sure. N2JXR clear.
N2JXR, KD2SY, you're absolutely right. Fred, go ahead. NGJXR says we don't have real radios.
Yeah, I'm not sure why people say that. You know, because there are times you can't use a mobile radio. You know, there's not times when you can be on your base radio. That's what the HT is for.
Yeah, I'm pulling your leg. You wanted me to get a real radio, because we talked before about me getting a mobile. What it is, it's just more power. It's either carry around a mobile with a battery and an antenna, or carry around an amplifier.
100%. Now look, every piece of equipment serves for a certain purpose.
I've been stretching myself. I have an old 2-meter anchor made by I don't even remember the model number. I haven't touched it in a while. I got it at a brown bag auction, $20. It was working. It has an incredible 15 channel. Very heavy. And I had two house alarm batteries I want to put in parallel, because a single battery, I don't think it's enough power to keep the transmission going, because when I press CTC, it goes in and kicks out immediately. So maybe if I put two of those small 12 volts in line, in parallel, maybe that'll work. That's what I really wanted to do. I was looking into getting a little carrying bag for them, but I couldn't get anything to fit.
Yeah, but your 25-watt radio or a 40-watt radio, it's going to be difficult to run it on a battery, you know. But I'm sure it's a great mobile radio or a great base radio. You know, who cares about the age of a radio? All they got to do is be able to transmit and receive. And if they can do those two things, who cares about the garbage that nobody uses?
Been on a long stretch of caution. It's not quite over. That's what I was hoping for, but c'est la vie. It is what it is, as they say. Make do with what we have.
And one more time, I'm sorry. I was having, somebody was talking to me here. And
that's all. When the opportunity arises, believe me, I'll get a real radio.
Like I say, you know what? A real radio is something you enjoy. It doesn't matter what it is. You enjoy being on, that's all that matters. Who cares what somebody's using?
It would make it easier if I were to get one of those collapsible poles. One of the guys that allowed me to use one of his mobiles for about a year or two, I guess you get them from MFJ or places like that. It's a collapsible tube. They go up to like 33 feet high. And loop a J-pole on that thing and hang it way up in the air in a park somewhere. We should be okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can put just...
out of that. The rest was noise.
Andy, can you copy me now?
Yes, sir. KD2ESY.
With N2WKP. Now, at that kind of height, with any kind of an antenna, you know, you get a little vertical, a small vertical on 30 feet in the air. 20 feet in the air, you'd be good on Simplex.
I check Simplex once in a while, but there's less than 1% of the time there's somebody on, and they never respond.
Well, I guess they might not be hearing you right now, but get on the call frequency, 520-146-520. You know, there's not a lot of people on Simplex. Sometimes you got to, like we used to have a group of guys get on 2-meter Simplex. And, we'd be talking to each other for 15 miles away from each other in the base stations.
Was that the standard Simplex, or did you pick a frequency for your group?
Any frequency you guys want to pick. But I'm just saying, the standard for the call channel is 146.520, I believe. So if you just want to call out and see who might be listening, you can try that on Simplex. Or find out, just listen around to see where there might be a group of guys talking.
The full band protocol for that, make it a lot easier.
Oh, I don't know about that. Put your radio on scan. Just scan through whatever part of the band you want to scan through. I don't think you need a waterfalls.
Yeah, that's true. I could switch it over to frequency mode and do a scan. I gotta try that next. I'm on a corner where the only corner that I can find in my neighborhood that links to a Southern Brooklyn repeater into ROW. So I'm going to be, I want to try them for like 10, 15 seconds and then I'll be back. Can you hang in there?
Yeah, I know the machine. I'll try to switch over there and see if I can hear you.
All right, if you hear, respond and we'll stay there. I was able to get a couple conversations from that repeater in this one spot. Very strange over here. KD2ESY, I'll be clear for the moment.
Go ahead. Phil, are you out there, Phil? Phil, do you have a copy on N2WKP? N2WKP is going to QSY. WKP is back listening.
NGWKP, KY. Nothing but noise up there.
You know what? I don't have them programmed into on this particular HT, but they're on the UHF side, correct?
The labels on my screen are programmed for repeaters. Not frequency, so I don't remember.
Yeah, I believe they're on the ultra-high frequency band, UHF. They're not on 2 meters.
I think I'm going to go around another block and a half that head home. I don't mind the cool breeze so much, I just think I'll go home and take a rest.
I'm going to put it on the side. I'm out here with my grandchildren. I'll just be listening for a while. So, you have a safe trip home.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you. Enjoy your grandchildren. Before you know it, they'll be all grown up and out of the house. 82 ESY, be clear. 73, Fred.
Please, Andy. We'll be listening.
WKP, K2ACD.
K2ACD. You've got Freddie here, N2WKP.
How you doing, Freddie? My name's Matt. I'm over here in Long Beach also, and you said something that piqued my curiosity. So I looked it up on Google Maps, and from North Shore Towers to around the Long Beach train station, as the crow flies, is 11.5 miles. I thought you might like to know.
Hey, Matt, thank you very much for that information. It's a lot further than I thought it was. So, you know, for an HT, we're not making a bad trip, and especially on medium power.
Yeah, you sound totally good over here. I'm in Long Beach as well. I'm over by Shore Road and Pacific Boulevard. And also, I could not hear you on the reverse at all.
Gotcha, 100%. Yeah, I'm located over on Monroe. Just as you come over the bridge.
Alright, copy. Yeah, I used to live right over there. I used to live at 316 East Hudson.
That's funny, because we had actually just moved from my location. I've got my daughter living here and my grandchildren, and we just moved over to East Olive.
Alright, copy. So, yeah, we're practically neighbors. We're like right down the block from each other. Alright, cool, man. Well, nice meeting you on here, Freddy. Remember, my name's Matt, and I hope to catch you on here again soon. I'm getting ready to go hit the road. I gotta drive up to Great Neck. I'll be back on the air in a little while, and I know you probably want to go spend time with your grandchildren, so I thought I'd throw in that 11.5 miles before I took off out of here. Change your location. You got a little scratchy there. I couldn't make out what you said. But anyway, N2KWP or N2WKP, I think it was maybe. Sorry if I got it wrong. N2WKP 73. Talk to you soon, Fred. K2ACD. I'll be clear for now.
Returning to you on high power. Over.
Alright, yeah, I got 100% copy on you now, no problem.
Yeah, what I wanted to say to you is we got a group of nice people right here between Oceanside, Long Beach, Valley Stream. We all get together on a friend's repeater. He's on a GMRS machine. If you have any interest, there's a lot of nice people right here in the area you might like to meet. We also get together every once in a while, have dinner. So if you're interested, look up my call or, you know, drop me a note somehow.
Yeah, sure, I'm interested. I have a GMRS license. I'm WRCM736 over there. And, yeah, did I get your call right? Was it November 2, Whiskey Kilo Papa?
100%, Matt. Yeah, I think Joey's call is KBZ. That's the last three, but he has a really nice GMRS machine. And there's a bunch of just regular guys, you know, none of us are tech heads. And we just like to get on there and throw the baloney around. So, yeah, if you want, I'll give you my email address.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'm ready to copy. Go.
It's Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, Fred, F-R-E-D, number4@gmail.com.
Okay, PaganoFred4@gmail.com, and I'm assuming it's the same spelling as on your QRZ page?
100%. We'd love to have you aboard, Matt. We're trying to get as many nice people around to enjoy something that's not quite as formal.
All right, cool. When I get back home later and I have some time, I'll shoot you over an email. And the email on my QRZ page is good as well, so you can also contact me that way. And I'm not trying to cut it short, but I really got to get out of here because we're trying to get out of here to go see some doctors and take care of some business. So, Fred, it was nice talking to you, and I'll be mobile leaving Long Beach within the next probably 15 minutes or something. So I'll put my call out when I get out there as well. Anyway, Fred, nice talking to you. I got to get moving. N2WKP, if I got it right again. K2ACD, 73.
Three is Matt.
I missed the call sign. I missed the call sign. Name here is Les, Lima Echo Sierra.
Les, this is KC2EQL.
KK2HUL. Back from a doctor's appointment. No great news, but no bad news. So I'm not going to die from what I got, so have to wait for something else to kill me.
Taxes. That'll kill you every time, taxes. KC2EQL, over.
Yeah, when you get old, that's what happens. Your body doesn't want to do things right, or medicine doesn't want to help you, and sometimes they want to give you. It's scary.
Have we got this to keep us busy?
Oh, just trying to keep you alive.
Les, great talking to you. I'm in the garage cleaning a little bit. Got some things to do. I'll be on for a few minutes if you want.
Not too far from home. Get on the radio until I bought some gas. Not that I needed it, but it's always better to have more gas than too little. All right, 7-3, catch you again soon. K2TGW, be clear and listen.
K2ZQLS, have a good day, 73.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KA2UTF. KA2UTF, WA2VFN.
Okay. Okay, I think I got it, but my hearing isn't too good lately. And the repeater is just your audio is just a little bit weak. KC2GCL, GDL, WB2KHO.
KC2AQL.
I think I got it now. KC2AQL, correct?
Zulu. KC2ZQL. Zulu, Charlie Lima.
Really? Zulu, Charlie Lima. Wow. That sounds brand new. Up to the Z's. Okay. Yeah, my friend's call is WB2ZTH. And when he was, of course, that was a long time ago, with the Z's. Anyway, very good. So what's your name? KC2ZQL, Z's. Okay. KC2ZCL, WB2KHO.
South Echo, November Echo. KC2, Zulu, Quebec, Lima. It's an mouthful.
Okay, I was right the first time. KC2ZQL. Okay. All right. I know. I'll get it eventually. And the name?
Name is Gene. Golf Echo November Echo.
Okay, Gene. Very good. Well, you're doing okay into the machine. I hear you're all right. The problem isn't with the machine. It's with me. All righty. I'm located in Westbury here. Near Old Country Road. KC2ZQL, WB2KHO.
See, this is Gene again, KC2ZQL. I'm cleaning out the car, you know, trying to take advantage before the rain. I'm located in Lynbrook.
Okay, Gene, very good. Well, I'm not doing anything with the car because it's going to rain. I see no sense in washing it if it's going to get ruined, in the rain. So let it rain, and later on in the week, if it's got a few nice days in a row, I'll go and I'll wash the car. That's about it. It's only a couple of months old, so it'll keep. So very good. Yeah, I was thinking of going out and doing a little bit of shopping before it started raining. I don't think it's going to rain until maybe about rush hour around 5 o'clock. So I was going to go out and do a little bit of shopping for beforehand. But that can wait till tomorrow when it's... I think it's going to be a little nicer tomorrow. I don't think it's going to rain all day or anything like that. So I think maybe it's the best thing to do. Excuse me. In the meantime, just sit in a nice air conditioning. Air conditioning, that's something I'm saying, like, oh, it's, mid-August or July or something like that. This is crazy, though. I mean, I've never seen the weather like this in the middle of April. It's like barely 50 degrees out. It's crazy. Go ahead, Gene. KC2ZQL, WB2KHO.
WB2KHO. This is Gene again. Yeah, I'm trying to get out the stuff out of the junk my wife wants me to throw away and stuff, so I'm just taking advantage before it rains, and then maybe I'll just get a cup of tea and hang out and... listen on
146.85. Okay, Gene. How long have you been licensed? Go ahead.
Licensed a few years, just getting active now. People went to the Limark meeting the other day, joined, and really friendly guys, bunch of guys, and they really helped me out. And I was on the net last night and looking to see if I can get back in the CW.
Yeah, well, that's something that I never really got involved in. My hand ear coordination isn't very good. I passed the general exam way back when. Not a problem. That was it. I think I kind of shut down. I very rarely operated in ECW after that. Hand ear coordination is bad, so having a vibrant ear, an electronic ear, is a waste for me. But I have a Bencher paddle that I use in the shack